of the plane blew off. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Some Boeing jets have been grounded after an Alaska Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Portland. Fox's Christina Coleman with more.
Terrifying moments in the sky. A deactivated emergency cabin door, which was used as a regular cabin window on an Alaska Airlines flight, blew out while the plane was at 16,000 feet shortly after takeoff, forcing them to make an emergency landing. Flight tracking company FlightAware shows the plane took off at 5:07 local time last night and then returned to Portland International Airport less than 20 minutes later, touching down at 5:27. 171 passengers and six crew board members were on board heading to California during this incident. One of the passengers said a boy's shirt was ripped right off his back after the pressure in that plane dropped.
And passengers say cell phones were ripped out of their hands because of the decompression. Much of the eastern U.S. dealing with the first serious snowstorm of the season.
The National Weather Service issuing winter storm warnings from the Carolinas up through Maine. Parts of New York State and New England could see as much as a foot of snow. Emergency crews spent the last few days chaining up their tires, salting the roadways. We spoke to a plow driver who's ready to get to work.
Guys get excited. Everybody's been out doing their equipment the last week, getting ready, hyped up, you know, hoping to make paychecks.
Maryland on Saturday getting 1 to 2 inches per hour. That was creating some messy conditions on the roadways. Now, some of the heaviest snowfall is expected on Sunday. Officials warn to stay off the roads if you can. They plan to have everything cleaned up by the Monday morning commute. In Hagerstown, Maryland, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And New York City officials say they're ready. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the final stretch before the Iowa caucuses, Republican presidential candidates are taking jabs at one another. Fox's Bill Malusian is on the campaign trail in Des Moines.
And it's getting testy out there on the campaign trail. Some of them have been sniping at each other. Nikki Haley just finished speaking, or she responded to an attack from Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also out here in Iowa. He is going all in on the state. He says he's got a track record of doing what he says he will do. He says Trump is running for himself, that Haley's running for her donors, and he's promising voters that he is running for them. Former President Trump also on the ground here in Iowa. He watched President Biden's speech where Biden attacked him and said he was a threat to democracy. Well, Trump responded saying that Biden was a stuttering mess during that speech, that he's been a complete disaster of a president.
The first in the nation caucuses are a week from Monday. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy told Fox and Friends that an ultimatum of a government shutdown could be the only option available right now to prompt the Biden administration to create and enforce a more strict border security policy.
It's our job in Congress to use the power of the purse to stop it. And if we won't do that, we're just going to get more of the same, which means another 750,000 encounters over the next 3 months like we got over the first 3 months of this calendar year. So it's time to stop it. It's time to end it.
The White House and several Senate Democrats have said they're willing to talk about tightening the border. Congress has to act to avoid a partial shutdown by January 19th. An actress best known for her role in 80s classics film, Cindy Morgan, has died. She starred as Yori in Tron and Lacey Underall in Caddyshack. Morgan also worked on TV shows like Chips and Falcon Crest. She was 69. No word on a cause of death. I'm Roger Stern, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.